good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Gunsmith, he's in the chair.
Yeah.
In the house. That's Jonathan
Smith. Feeling a little older today.
Happy birthday.
Yesterday. Yeah. But today's the 26th, so yesterday's my birthday. Maybe my wife will take me gun shopping today.
That'd be a good thing to do on your birthday or day after.
Yeah. It's cold, but I don't think hell's froze over. So,
you don't think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen. All right. She's like, why would I buy you something for your birthday? You buy yourself stuff all the time.
You're pretty much perched there all the time.
Even if I just stop in and get a snack, they got good meat snacks and everything right here on the counter, you know, so good stuff. But anyways, welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on this beautiful 26th day of October. We got a 36 degree temperature this morning, 55 degree high. I love this weather. Hoodie weather is just perfect for me, you know. Not winter coat weather, just hoodie weather.
Is it next weekend we fall back?
I can never remember.
Think so.
I always get the warning like on Friday. So, it just happens no matter what you do. My wife always does it because our son was born on the 28th. And while she was in labor, they came in and changed the clocks.
Oh, no kidding.
Time change happened the day he was born.
Sorry, you got another hour to go.
Yeah. She's like, does that mean I've been in labor 27 hours? She didn't say it that nice, though.
No.
It wasn't like a Linda Blair moment, but it wasn't pretty. But anyways, but it was a wonderful day when my first son was born. So it's all good. But here on US 103, it's Saturday morning. We are ready for the Gunsmith Show. So my first segment of the show, Dan, let me just put it like this. Bolt action, lever action, pump action. Semi-auto or single shot?
What are types of rifles?
Very good.
Oh, nice.
But my point is, that is the question. You know? Mm-hmm. Okay? So, what is the difference? What makes one rifle better than the other? Well, it's up to you, the shooter. That's what makes it better than the others. You got to practice what you preach. You got to work the system. You got to know what you're shooting. This whole show is about training you to be a better rifleman today. Mm. And maybe a shotgunner too. So, but we're talking long guns today. Last week, I spent a lot of time talking about handguns. This week, I want to spend some time talking about long guns. So,
very, very relevant. Coming up very quickly. You'll be out in the woods.
It's time to be in the woods. That's for sure. And I mean it. The type of gun you shoot is not as important as how accurate and well you shoot it with that first shot. So there's preferences, though. So in the gun world, there's, that we go through phases where all of a sudden everybody's buying black rifles, or everybody's buying high-end single shots, or everybody wants a lightweight bolt action rifle. And every now and then we go through a phase where we're looking at pump action rifles again. They're still very prevalent. There's a lot of them out there. And, of course, semi-auto rifles that like the Brownings and the Remington 742s and 7400s and all that. All these guns are some great guns, and we're going to decipher them a little bit. So one of the very first things people ask me is, right now everybody asks me, have you voted yet? Because I need to vote. And I've got my absentee ballot ready to go. Hopefully you have yours already.
Going
to
vote early.
You're going to vote pro-gun, okay? Because it starts today. Early voting starts today in Michigan.
Yep.
So everybody's getting ready for it. I was in the city hall just this week and checked it out. Everybody's getting ready for it. So vote pro-gun. That's the important part. Now, but when it comes to your preferences, people say, well, I got this because it's more accurate. And I got this because it's more accurate. Well, hang on a minute. There's not a lot of junky guns out there right now. Most guns are very accurate by themselves, some a little more than others, but do you have that discerning of a ability or an ability to do that? Do you bench rest shoot enough? Do you shoot on sandbags to see just exactly what is the most accurate gun you have? And is that your choice? Is that what you want to hunt with and shoot with? I look at a couple things. I look for accuracy. The second thing I look for is, if you need to, the speed of getting that second shot off. And people say, well, why do you need a second shot if your first shot was good? You always get ready for your second shot no matter what. Even with single shot rifles. I know a lot of people that hunt with single shot rifles that keep the second bullet between their second and third finger because it's ready to go and they can quickly pop the one out, shove the new one in, and you got your second shot ready to go, especially for big game hunting. Elk, bear, if you're shooting a single shot, you want to practice that second shot. If you ever watched any of the safari hunts from Africa, the second shot's kind of important. So there's not a lot of single shot rifles out there for safari hunting. Reason being is you want to get a quick, clean kill so that it doesn't kill you. All right. And that kind of goes back to self-defense too, but we're talking primarily hunting today. So accuracy, speed of the second shot, and the next thing I really want to touch on is dependability.
But speed of the second shot, really, you're limited to the single shot bolt action type rifles.
Yeah,
where you got to load again.
You got to load again. You got to rack the action, even lever action guns.
Yeah,
there are things you can.
Yeah,
there,
you can feed them.
Yeah, there are the lever action guns can be very fast. And I've seen people shoot bolt action rifles so fast you think you're hearing a semi-automatic go off. Mm-hmm. They're just so fast at it, you know, and some are faster than others. Some of the old military ones are kind of rough and kind of a lot of action.
Clunky.
Yeah, and the newer ones have a shorter bolt throw. There's they used to be like a 90-degree bolt throw, so you had to go full 90 degrees up to pull it back. Mm-hmm. Now they got them at 60 and 55 degrees, so you don't have to pull them very much. But dependability is crucial. If you're shooting a gun that you pull the trigger and occasionally it jams, especially semi-autos or lever guns that don't feed well. These are things you want to get taken care of way before deer season starts, way before hunting season starts. You want to get it done, you know, in the summertime. Or if you're a December hunter, get it taken care of now. Dependability is crucial. If you're only good for one shot, you better make sure it's a perfect shot. So accuracy, speed of second shot, and dependability. Dependability is probably one of the most important things. Your sight platform is your next. If you can't see down that rifle good, if you throw it up and you put it up to your shoulder and you're looking down it and you got to cock your head way off to the side. I actually did that and it kind of hurt my neck when I said that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, if you're not comfortable with that gun, if it doesn't fit you, chances are you're not going to be real successful with it. I've recently went through a change. I changed 4 scopes this year on rifles for myself to make the guns more comfortable for me. I've got a debilitating problem with my spine. I've got a type of arthritis that's painful and it hurts. And I'm finding that I have to readjust my head to my gun. And I said, wait a minute, I'm going to adjust my gun to fit me. And it's popular. I'm not the only one like this. I know that. So make sure the gun fits you. And then when you're choosing rifles, one of the most important things you can do is make sure that you understand the terminal ballistics of that gun. We talked about this a lot last week. I know I don't want to be beating a dead horse, but I do want you to know that knowing how your bullet performs is one of the most important things you can do when you hunt with a rifle. Knowing that your rifle is good at 175 yards, or you know what the drop is, or you know what the energy level is, so that it will do a clean kill at the distance you're firing. But if you're lobbing bullets out at 380 yards out of a 35 Remington, and you're having to aim 4.5 feet high because that's how much the bullet's going to drop, you're probably not being an ethical hunter. There are guns that can do that. You might want a 300 Ultra Magnum or a 300 Weatherby Magnum or a 375 H&H, but it's still going to have a lot of drop. These are guns that can do the job at that range, but you can't go elephant hunting with a 22 long rifle. So you want to pick the right gun for the right sport and have an ethical hunt and know that you're doing the right thing. So accuracy, speed of the second shot, dependability, sight platform, and terminal ballistics. Those are my 5 points that I say are important no matter what you have, whether it's a bolt action, a lever action, a pump action, a semi-auto or a single-shot rifle. And that's how I feel about that. How's that sound? That's how I feel about
who's
that.
Who's that gal on Laughing?
It was then Laughing. Yeah, it was the lady with the purse, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she used to slap people with the purse. I think that was the one that said that. I don't remember. But that's what made me think of it when I said it. So is it a choice that I've always made right? No, I've learned this over my years of hunting. Over, you know, like I say, I've been a customer at Williams for over 50 years now. And I've learned that shot placement and knowing how to work your gun, knowing how the safety works, knowing how all these things happen on your gun, you have to be diligent and learn. You cannot pull that gun out of the gun case on November 14th and expect to know how everything works on it when everything hits the fan on November 15th. So am I excited about deer season this year? You're darn right I'm excited about deer season. It's going to be a beautiful year. I'm hoping for peace in this country after this election, which is coming up so quick. We're just a week away now, basically, a week and a few days. So we gotta mind our P's and Q's, be good Americans, and get your voting done, get it out of the way, and vote pro-gun. And while you're at it, make sure you throw a little money at the NRA. They're going to need it no matter what happens, because the onslaught's going to keep coming. The attack's going to keep coming. I could talk politics this whole hour, but I'm not going to. We're going to talk about guns because that's kind of the mood I'm in. So,
and we'll talk next about practicing what you preach.
Exactly.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.